Hey everyone, welcome to Gayatri Luck India and shortly GLI. Jay Shetty has given a new wisdom that seven words that stop us is we have done it in that way. We can't be anything new if we do the things in same old way. We have to redefine, recreate, reinvent. It's such a great message. Today, I don't know, all of a sudden from 2 hours, my net is not working. Luckily, I saw Jay Shetty video. I downloaded it in my YouTube channel itself. And so that I am able to repeatedly hear it. And I don't know why, like, my net connection has gone all of a sudden. I really feel fortunate to download it. Like, I don't download often. I download only sometimes. And this is right time, like, I thought every time I'll give up downloading things because I have online, right? I'll watch whenever I want. But this one, I downloaded it and my net is gone like that. And I felt like, okay, sometimes our conscious, sometimes maybe something triggers, tells us before something, some subconsciously or some power. Like I felt like, oh God, I predicted it, I guess. Like some got some satisfaction. I'm so happy because that thing resonated me so much. Like when I was in 2015 or 14, I don't remember. It's 15 beginning, I guess. Yes, of course. And I joined in a CA institute. I paid money and I joined in that institute. And my dad doesn't know anyone there. Those institute prefers only people of their region, religion, reference. They don't teach to outsider. But the board, they just keep the board. They welcome everyone. They take money fees from us. But behind the screen, they just teach only to their people. I don't know that. I just joined inside it. And I lost everything. I lost all my money and time, energy, confidence, everything there. And those people, they just repeatedly told, like, you are not at all on right path, you are not at all good. Like my father told me to apply for degree. I didn't have that patience or intention to get into degree. I'm like, I want a professional course, I don't want degree. Why should I, if I don't like it, if I don't find any use of it, I thought I don't want it, I didn't take it. They are like blaming that you didn't apply for degree. Like I asked, like whether to go for degree now or whether I enroll for IGNO degree, and people don't value it. And I thought like I should have value not for that certificate. I should have more value. That certificate doesn't define me. I used to think like that, and I was experimenting with my own life. And they people, like your father told, like to enroll for degree, go for MBA. You should have, my father didn't say anything about MBA. He told for degree, you should have listened to your father. You should have joined an institution where your father referred. Reference is everything. Your father told it because he is a man who knows about the market. If you go into the market and if you want to buy mangoes, what is the rate? Your father will know the market value, market rate. That's all right. But if I completely depend on every decision making, if I completely rely on him, when will I learn? When will I learn the market? When will I know the situations? Like, you know what? Even my father doesn't know that there will be, even still today, my father doesn't think that people are not professional. My father thinks everyone is professional. They'll teach everybody the same. Guru is like olden days, guru shishu, teacher student, same relationship. Like he's very old school. He doesn't even know that how the modern teachers are, I mean how new school teachers are, how few people, how low can they go, how worst things they can do. He doesn't know all that. Things are changing and they are like, they just don't know anything my father does. But what they want to convince me is, you are not at all in right track. Don't try new things. Go back. Go, like, it's all like whatever I'm doing, they just told it, don't try new things. And they showed me as an example of failure to everyone, not to what happens if you don't listen to your parents or teachers. If you, like, they just literally used people. They just literally used their students they molded them, like they made them believe. They showed me as an example. They showed that society is so havoc. You have to be unethical. You have to do frauds and scam. They showed, and they just literally tuned in them in a wrong way. And when I saw Jay, it's like, all this, after this, maybe I'm thinking like, all these years it has been like that. Maybe I should change myself according to what they all said like that. But I couldn't, so I stayed at home. And now Jay's video is like, it has been, Nokia has been here for so many long years, but it's gone. Kodak is gone. Blockbuster is gone. Netflix has come. Cameras has come. I mean, mobile phone cameras has come. Like, transforming has, it like, things change. Change is permanent. That's what I often use. Change is permanent. The same thing Jay told it in his words. And I'm feeling better. Like, I failed. I took a wrong decision getting into that institution, but that gave me like, I opened a door into different world that something should be meant. Like, I saw, so I'm fortunate. I just lost money. There are people who lost so many things in the darkness and they couldn't even express it to anyone. Just 30,000. If I really can make something potential in my life, that 30,000 will be an investment for me for learning a lesson, that I learned a lesson, not lesson, it's lessons, book of lessons, like how mean a person can be, how low they can go. And they are from very old school, they are also from very old school, like they believe in old teaching methods, like prisoning the students, like just they capture the students. That's how they used to, they learned. We have a very popular institute in Vijayawada, which is very, say, famous for CSEAA, and that institute used the old methods, collecting fine from the students, torturing them, blackmailing them, trapping them, and teaching only to certain group of people, like making CA as if it is a something, fruit on the hill, like it's something on the top, you can't reach it, only few people can reach it, creating a havoc. Like, commerce is not that tough. People make it as a tough course. Maybe the pass percentage is less, but knowledge you can teach to everyone. But still people don't understand the exact definition of what a business is, what a commerce is. That means it's just a failure. Just like all the other education practices we have, education systems we have, prisoning and getting ranks, it's just the same thing. They are producing some raw material, they are turning into, and they are producing some robots, nothing more than that. If they don't have their independent decision making, they showed me as an example that you must listen to who are ahead of you, like parents or teachers or someone, a rank holder. You're supposed to follow the crowd. Everyone is doing it, doesn't mean that's good. So they just kept a tag on independent decision making. All they tell is like how much market. Like, first of all, if you pass CA, you don't have to give dowry. If you pass CA for girls, you don't have to give dowry. If you pass CA for boys, you can get more dowry. This is the biggest mistake. Like, I really consider it's fact. Even if I have to give dowry, I have to give. I don't know, like, if my father has. But first thing is, if you're expecting a market value for your dowry and all, it means you can't earn for yourself. Why do you want, why do parents of daughters give money to son-in-law? Because for his occupation, he can't earn for himself. If you're still relying on the girl's money, that means you don't have any self-respect. If you can't grow out of it, then he go to black and white movies. Yeah, even those days, even 50-60 years back also, they have this dowry problem. Even still today, if you have it, means what does it mean? You didn't grow, you didn't get evolved, you're still in early man stage itself. That's what it says. So all they speak of these old terms only, like get into a job, get into a job in a company, get married to the job wife where that environment only she works, like this is all these things are they told, like this is this life itself, live for your spouse or your for money. The basic motto they promote is like that. That's the intention, that's the agenda they teach to children. Maybe I am meant to end up there to correct this situation, that if I have to do something in future, or to prevent at least my people to get into that situation. I just considered it as a lesson, and I liked what Jay said. Change is permanent, things change. Blockbuster doesn't exist, and like Nokia, it's gone. Kodak is gone. There are many things, like why people here have so much craze for... we used to have so much craze for Vijay Mallya. Vijay Mallya even ended up in IIT taking classes on how to do business and marketing and all. They don't exist anyhow now. We have so much craze for software, Satyam Computers. Where is Satyam Computers now? It doesn't exist anymore. So no matter how much you grow, if you don't learn some basic things, work on it, continuously redefine, take new decisions, you definitely have to be independent. Decision making is really important. You have to experiment, you have to try new things. If you don't try new things, you cease to exist. That's sure. So just because few people told, I don't have to change myself. Jay also told that we don't have to change ourselves. That's the line I like it, really. If one day I could meet him, I should collect what all points that healed me, and I should really make it like in short, see this, you taught me this, like that day should come. That's it, guys. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.